You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, could you imagine being a history teacher and teaching kids today or maybe someday, you know, the history of Watergate, Richard Nixon, back to the 1970s, right? Raise your hand if you were around during Watergate. Okay, Caden's not raising his hand. Heck, even I'm not raising my hand. Yeah, wasn't even born yet. So those of you who were around when Watergate happened, you tell me, if you had to be a history teacher and you had to teach, now if you were allowed to teach it, you know, the truth and history the right way, right? Which, you know, many in Montana do. But imagine if you had to teach students about Watergate and the Watergate scandal, Richard Nixon eventually, you know, the whole thing. And then you fast forward to the 2010s and on into 2020, and then you teach students about the Russia hoax and about everything Obama did and Comey and Clapper and Brennan did, and then you fast forward to the COVID. You would raise your hand. A little kid would raise their hand at eventually and say, so how come the Watergate thing was such a big deal when that was peanuts? That was breadcrumbs compared to the what happened with the Russia hoax and what they did to Donald Trump and how they weaponized intelligence agencies. They created fake intelligence to then create fake intelligence assessments, to then and then they heighten tensions with world powers, potentially leading to more chaos around the world, all because they wanted to take down this man, Donald Trump. They crossed a sacred line. I mean, if you compare Watergate to what they did to Trump with the Russia hoax and everything else, I mean, the Watergate story is nothing. It is an absolutely nothing story compared to everything they did against Donald J. Trump. Man, it's just crazy. I don't know if you guys saw it over the weekend or not, but the must-watch interview, the must-hear audio that we're going to have several highlights for you here this morning was Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, who, again, was a Democrat member of Congress. She is a fellow in Iraq, and I believe she was in Afghanistan as well, war veteran. She was a Democrat in Congress. She was a Democrat presidential candidate as recently as 2020. She got more than the former Democrat governor of Montana, I believe, when it comes to support for running as a Democrat for president. And she knows just how many red lines were crossed by the Democrats. That's why she left. That's partly a big reason why she left the Democrat Party, is over this massive, massive scandal that, again, makes Watergate look like, oh, they went after the guy over that little thing, compared to everything they did against Donald J. Trump and the Republicans. Not just what they did against Donald J. Trump and the Republicans, what they did to you and what they tried to do to you, even if you were somebody who just simply was criticizing your local school board. They weaponized the federal government against you. Remember, they tried to do it here in Montana. They sent out the Biden regime ordered a threat letter to be sent out all across Montana to prosecutors. And anyway, more on all those stories next.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With breaks of sun and some developing for today, we'll see some late day showers and thunderstorms developing. High temperatures will stay in the upper 80s across the area. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially early on, some of which may be strong as temperatures will drop back off into the mid-50s in Bozeman, about 62 in Billings. Still seeing more scattered thunder and quiet as on Tuesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
President Trump recently announced he'll be sending some Patriot missiles to Ukraine to help the country in its war with Russia. But what exactly is a Patriot missile? Patriot is short for Phased Array Tracking Radar for Intercept on Target. It's a mobile surface-to-air defense system. According to NATO, the first Patriot air defense systems were used by the U.S. in the 1980s. Their primary function is to intercept aircraft and ballistic missiles, but they can take out drones as well. Although taking out a relatively inexpensive drone with a missile, it can cost millions of dollars, is not considered cost-effective. Reuters explains the system has different types of capabilities depending on which type of interceptor is being used. There's a blast fragmentation warhead that detonates near a target, and there's another type that can directly hit the target. Patriot missiles were developed by Raytheon, with around 19 countries having them in their arsenal. The cost of a Patriot battery, launcher, radar, and missiles can cost over $1 billion. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here we go. There's a couple of great headlines featured in the Fox News First newsletter here this morning that tie into or summarize the big interview that Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard did with Maria Bartiromo Sunday morning. Greg Jarrett, the Fox News legal analyst who has been documenting the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax since day one, has this: how Obama and cronies created the Trump-Russia hoax, and what happens next? Another Fox News headline here. Tulsi Gabbard details bombshell claims of Obama-era cabal's treasonous conspiracy against Trump. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Aaron, we've already known all this. We know all this. So what's new? What's the big deal now? We knew it was a hoax. Well, that's where you got to listen to what Tulsi Gabbard has to say here. But first, Greg Jarrett says this: never before in American history has a departing president connived to sabotage and destroy the man who would replace him. Newly revealed documents show that in 2016, then President Barack Obama and his national security team, quote, manufactured and politicized phony intelligence to help frame Donald Trump as a Russian asset when they knew it was untrue. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, who unearthed and released the classified documents on Friday, described it as a, quote, egregious abuse of power that amounts to a treasonous conspiracy. Yeah, director, and then back to this other Fox News piece here. That was from Greg Jarrett. Here's another one. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard detailed striking findings from declassified documents released Friday, claiming to showcase overwhelming evidence that an Obama-era cabal laid the groundwork for what would be the years-long Trump-Russia collusion probe after the election. Gabbard said on Sunday Morning Futures, quote, the implications of this are frankly nothing short of historic. So basically what we've already known based off of all the open source information and the other information that's been received is now being further reported here in these now newly declassified documents. Let's see, where should we start here? I've got three great sound bites from Tulsi Gabbard's interview. It's about a 16-minute long interview. If you get time later today, I would encourage you to go watch Tulsi Gabbard's full interview with Maria Bartiromo. Let's see. Let's start first with this. You guys remember how they claimed that, well, Russia was interfering in the elections. Well, look. You always get foreign governments that are trying to impact our elections, but this whole idea that Russia interfered in our elections, they were trying to cover up for Hillary Clinton's crying. Hillary Clinton couldn't believe that she lost to Donald J. Trump, and so they were trying to cover up for Hillary Clinton's crying that she lost the election, but it was obviously much more mischievous than that.
There's no question in my mind that this intelligence community assessment that President Obama ordered be published, which contained a manufactured intelligence document. It's worse than even politicization of intelligence. It was manufactured intelligence that sought to achieve President Obama and his team's objective, which was undermining President Trump's presidency and subverting the will of the American people. So, yes, next week we will be releasing more detailed information about how exactly this took place and the extent to which this information was sought to be hidden from the American people, hidden from officials who would be in a position to do something about it. And that's really the point here that I think is most important, Maria, and you said it in your opening. Accountability is essential for the future of our country, for the American people to have any sense of trust in the integrity of our democratic republic. Accountability, action, prosecution, indictments for those who are responsible for trying to steal our democracy is essential for us to make sure that this never happens to our country again.
So one of the previous kind of running theories was that, well, the Obama political hacks that were put into senior positions of these intelligence agencies, that they were publishing these intelligence assessments that were claiming this and this and this about the Russia hoax. But what these documents actually expose here is that, well, actually, that's not even what happened. A lot of these intelligence agencies published their own, now I don't know if I'm using the exact phrase for the documents. Basically, they came to the conclusion that, this didn't happen. This isn't true. No, Russia's not having a major impact on our elections, blah, 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 blah. And this senior leadership led by President Obama and his top political operatives at the CIA, FBI, that those political hacks, Clapper, all those guys, that they then basically said, we're not going to listen to what those people have to say because we want to push the Russia collusion hoax. Here's more from Tulsi Gabbard, Sunday Morning Futures.
The implications of this are frankly nothing short of historic. Over 100 documents that we released on Friday really detail and provide evidence of how this treasonous conspiracy was directed by President Obama just weeks before he was due to leave office after President Trump had already gotten elected. This is not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an issue that is so serious it should concern every single American because it has to do with the integrity of our democratic republic. What we saw occur here, as the documents we released detailed, was that we had a sitting president of the United States and his cabinet and leadership team, quite frankly, who were not happy with the fact that President Trump had won the election, that the American people had chosen Donald J. Trump to be the next president and commander-in-chief of the United States. And so they decided that they would do everything possible to try to undermine his ability to do what voters tasked President Trump to do.
All right, we'll hold it right there. More with Tulsi Gabbard right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Dr. Kevin O'Connor made a House call recently, specifically to the House of Representatives. O'Connor served as President Biden's physician. The House Oversight Committee wanted to talk to O'Connor about whether Mr. Biden was fit to serve as president. So House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer issued a subpoena for O'Connor. After 20 minutes behind closed doors with Comer and company, the deposition concluded. Committee attorneys peppered O'Connor with questions about if he thought former President Biden was up to the job and if he was asked to lie about the commander-in-chief's health. O'Connor deployed his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. The committee even took the rare step of releasing a video from most of the deposition the same evening. Quote, most people invoke the Fifth when they have criminal liability, said House Oversight Committee Chairman Comer. Comer observed that O'Connor's silence, quote, adds more fuel to the fire, that there was a cover-up. But here's what O'Connor's legal team said. Quote, we want to emphasize that asserting the Fifth Amendment privilege does not imply that Dr. O'Connor has committed any crime. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Boy, that really got people fired up. Some guy from Northwest Montana called into Montana Talks about halfway through Thursday's show, and he said, why does the flag even matter that much? And that's when patriots from all across the great state of Montana started calling into Montana Talks. Hey, that's why we keep the phone lines open for you, so you can be heard, so you can stand up for that flag and what matters to you, what matters to Montana. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by NFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Northland. As ranchers market calves this summer, some regions are holding back a few more heifers than they have in recent years. After years of drought, the U.S. cattle herd remains at a 75-year low. And while producers are considering retaining more replacements, the stretch between selecting heifers and calving them out still brings plenty of challenges. Don Close with Terrain shares his thoughts on true herd rebuilding.
When we talk about that steer heifer breakdown and those video sales, you know, the thing to keep in mind with those heifers is really there's 2 to 3 bites at the apple of whether to retain that female or not. The ones who are purchased as calves and develop fully, but then when she sells again as a yearling, so could there be a lot of them on the fence right now that, well, I'm willing to feed, you know, to grow her, and I will make a decision next spring whether I want to be the owner or let somebody else be the owner. So I'm not convinced we're seeing that much retention. But I agree with you that we're playing a lot of what-if scenarios.
Don Close points out that heifer sales at auctions have dropped to levels last seen in 2014-15 during the last major herd rebuilding phase. The July cattle inventory report due out this week will be key. If the percentage of heifers on feed falls again, it will confirm herd rebuilding is underway, but tighten supplies for feeders. If not, there won't be enough 2024 calf crop heifers available for significant retention again. That July cattle on feed report due out later this week.
There's a kind of luck you don't realize you have till you slow down enough to see it. It's waking up with the windows open, the smell of rain sneaking in before the sun. It's the way the birds chirp a little louder in the morning. The river hums a tune you didn't know you missed. And around the fire, under a sky full of stars, you remember what matters. Explore your state at visitmt.com.
Ready to see research in action? This summer, the Northern Pulse Growers Association encourages you to attend one of the upcoming field days. Events are held at Research Extension Center sites and feature speakers, presentations, and tours. These events cover a diverse array of topics and are designed to provide research updates, answer questions, and strengthen relationships with stakeholders, communities, and partners in pulse production. Find field day schedules and info at northernpulse.com under the Research tab. We hope to see you there.
Nebraska joins other states in banning the production, sale, or advertisement of lab-grown fake meat. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen said he's happy the bill has become law.
We're here celebrating, making sure we don't have this thing, I call it bioreactor meat, being made in Nebraska. It's not going to be made in Nebraska. It's not going to be on Nebraska grocery store shelves. We've had enough of these fringe groups. We've had enough of PETAs. We've had enough of the Humane Society Trojan horse faking people. We've had enough of these people making stuff that they're calling meat. That's the first problem of all. I've dubbed it bioreactor meat. Whatever they are, calling it, it's not meat. It's crap. Call it whatever it is. But the only way it can be meat is if it comes off of a four-legged animal. Right. Agriculture is not agriculture unless it is germinated on the ground or raised on the ground. If it comes out of a lab, it ain't anything close to being called that.
In total, 7 states, including Montana, have a ban or moratorium on the manufacturing or sale of cell-cultured meat. I'm Lee Northland, Western Ag Network.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I was just going through my feed on X, going through some of the stuff that I shared over the weekend. Since we last met Friday morning, just some of the stuff that caught my eye over the weekend. Oh, I had a little bit of fun, too. I was going through some boxes. And, yeah, you guys ever try to clean up the house and do some spring cleaning but it's July. Yeah, that's me too. And then you try to do some spring cleaning, and then you find old photographs, and then you're like Clark Griswold sitting in the attic for the next 4 hours, and you can't even clean through one box because you're too busy looking through. That was me. That was me. So I found a couple of throwback photos, and it wasn't even Thursday. One photo that I shared on X over the weekend, it's one of my favorite photos because I think we were at Camp Ali al-Salim in Kuwait. I was waiting for my flight into Iraq on my first deployment, and they let you wear civilian clothes on the base that we were at the time. And so, you know, they had, like, fast food joints everywhere and musicians entertaining the troops. And so I was wearing some jeans, and, of course, you got to carry your rifle with you, so, you know, you got to keep that with you at all times. So I've got on blue jeans. And I've got my M4, slung over my chest. And then you can see my T-shirt. It's an Army green T-shirt. And it's got Ronald Reagan. But it looks like one of those Che Guevara T-shirts. But it's Ronald Reagan instead. So anyway, I had to share that one over the weekend. I go to, I think I'm Aaron Flint MT on Instagram, at Aaron Flint on X. And then while I was in the middle of sharing some throwback photos, I found the one of me with Al Sharpton. And so I said, so I had to share that one with John Jackson. I told you I met Al Sharpton. Told you I was hanging out with Al Sharpton. So anyway, I had a little bit of fun with that over the weekend. Okay, but back into the serious stuff here. So I'm going through my X feed here. Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence. I want to go back to her big interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. She shared this really interesting graphic, and I've got this on X. Creation of the Russia hoax. First, you had a real intel assessment. Quote, this is from the real intelligence assessment. Russia and criminal actors did not impact recent U.S. election results by conducting cyber attacks on infrastructure. Then, of course, Donald Trump wins the 2016 election. What happens next? A secret Russia meeting on December 9th. Obama, Clapper, Comey. Obama officials meet to plan the Russia hoax. Now, tied in with that secret Russia meeting on December 9th, the presidential briefing had key documents pulled. The intelligence community pulled the product that contradicted the Russia hoax narrative from the presidential briefing. On December 9th, the Obama order came out where the intelligence community begins outlining a new assessment to claim the election was hacked. After their actual intelligence assessment said it was not hacked. All right, there's more to this creation of the Russia hoax that's now been fully exposed. I'll talk more about that here in 60 seconds. I wait the top of my X feed here so you guys can find it easily because I've shared a lot of information since then. But anyway, so yeah, the December 9th secret Russia meeting, they had to pull the documents from the presidential briefing book because if they didn't, then it would be very blatantly obvious. Well, it was included in the president's briefing packet that, yeah, Russia was not conducting cyber attacks. Russia did not impact the election results. So if they wanted to plan the Russia hoax, they had to pull that from the presidential briefing. Okay, so then they start forcing and ordering a new assessment to fake the news into believing that the election was hacked, all to benefit Donald Trump. That's when the deep state leaks started. Obama officials using their media propaganda arm to spread fake news. You had NBC News, U.S. officials, Putin personally involved in U.S. election hack. The New York Times, Russian hackers acted to aid Trump in the election. The Washington Post, secret CIA assessment says Russia was trying to help Trump win the White House. Even though all of their assessments had said, no, that didn't happen. And then they got the fake weaponized assessment. Suppressed prior intelligence showing Russia lacked intent and capability to hack the 2016 election. And that's what led into the Russia hoax. Now, I know what you guys are saying. Well, yeah, we already knew this. We're open source information. Greg Jarrett already fully exposed all of this. Yes, but now there's even more official documents that have been declassified that proves it even further and also proves that these intelligence agencies actually were pushing back on all of this fake news and the Russia hoax. Here's more of what Tulsi Gabbard had to say about the Russia hoax.
So creating this piece of manufactured intelligence that claims that Russia had helped Donald Trump get elected contradicted every other assessment that had been made previously in the months leading up to the election that said exactly the opposite, that Russia neither had neither the intent nor the capability to try to, quote unquote, hack the United States election for the presidency of the United States. So the effect of what President Obama and his senior national security team did was subvert the will of the American people, undermining our democratic republic, and enacting what would be essentially a years-long coup against President Trump, who was duly elected by the American people.
All right. And again, this is coming from Tulsi Gabbard, who was a Democrat, who was a congressional Democrat, a member of Congress, who was a Democrat presidential candidate. But she knows what a, you know, what a mockery this was to the entire American system, to our republic, how treasonous this whole thing was, and big part of why she abandoned the Democrat Party. And then look at everything the Democrats pushed after their successful Russia hoax. Look at how crazy they got over the last 4 years. Anyway, more on the December 9th meeting right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's do another scene setter for a couple of reasons. One is we have some new folks joining us now. You know, as Montana wakes up, you got different people waking up and tuning in at different times throughout the morning here. We got the people driving to or from the gym already. If you're driving from the gym already, hey, good on you. You already knocked out your workout. If you're driving to the gym, hey, good on you. But some people coming off the late night shift as well here. But a little bit of a scene setter. One, to get us back to the big picture of what was released by Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard on Friday and what was discussed Sunday morning on Sunday morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Because I think, you know, we've heard her talk about some of these documents that were exposed. Let's go to the big picture here. First, let's start with, let's see here. Oh, I got to open up all my Fox News clips that I grabbed from Fox News Radio here. I think I'm going to grab the Lucas Tomlinson report. I think he's got one of the reports for us here. Let me see. Okay, let's go with this one here. Let's see. And then I've got a printout version as well that also does a good summary here. Let's see. Who's the reporter on this story for us here? Russian. Okay, Doug Lazater. Here we go. United States Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard will be releasing more information on the manufactured Russian election interference, a narrative. Here you go. This is Doug Lazater with Fox News Radio.
DNI Tulsi Gabbard says the
that's not Doug. What the heck? Okay.
Show intelligence officials consistently stated that Russia is probably not trying nor have the capability to influence the election by using cyber means. She cites a gathering among Obama intelligence officials on December 9th, 2016 as a turning point. After that meeting, former DNI James Clapper's executive assistant sent an email to intelligence leaders tasking them to create a new assessment about the tools Moscow used to influence the 2016 election. But Democrats say Gabbard is conflating hacking and influencing. They say intelligence, including a bipartisan 2020 Senate Intelligence Committee report, have reaffirmed Russia had a favorite in its influence operations, President Trump.
Oh, they bought some Facebook ads. Oh, yeah, they bought some Facebook. I tell you what, if you want to be successful, you're going to buy Facebook ads. Oh, man, you have to buy an Adam Schiff load of Facebook ads if you actually want to have an impact. Why do you think people spend the bulk of their money on radio ads and TV ads for campaigns? Yeah, you'll see some Facebook stuff, but give me a break. People get all whipped up into a frenzy if they get like 100 or even 1,000, you know, likes or interactions on Facebook, do you realize how many people you're talking to when you call into a talk radio show like this? Or you talk to our friends like Mark and Paul from the Breakfast Flakes? Thousands and thousands of people you're talking to. Versus like some Facebook ad that, or some Facebook post that, you know, oh, well, a few people may have seen that. I don't know how much they actually paid attention to it. Give me a break. All right, let me cue up the final highlight that we've got for you from Tulsi Gabbard. And by the way, all of these coming from Rapid Response 47. We've got the full audio of the full interview, and we are your Fox News affiliate here on your local radio station. But we're hitting the highlights for you here. Rapid Response 47 sharing some great highlights. But Fox News Radio has this summary this morning. DNI Tulsi Gabbard on Friday released over 100 pages of documents she says expose a treasonous conspiracy led by President Obama to frame Donald Trump as a Russian asset and sabotage his 2016 win. Gabbard claims intel agencies initially agreed Russia lacked the intent or capability to sway the election, but that changed after Trump's victory. She points to a December 9th, 2016 meeting of top Obama officials as the turning point. Afterward, an email from then DNI James Clapper's aide allegedly ordered a revised assessment at Obama's request. In other words, folks, they cooked the books. They cooked the books in order to stage a coup against the elected president of the United States. Here's more from Fox News Radio. By January, a new report allegedly reversed prior conclusions and cited the discredited Steele dossier. Gabbard told Fox Sunday that whistleblowers are coming forward and new info is expected this week. All right, here we go. Let's see. Here we go. Yeah, this is Tulsi Gabbard via Rapid Response 47.
In the months leading up to the November 2016 election, the intelligence community agreed that there was no intelligence that reflected that Russia was trying to hack the election in favor of either candidate. The evidence showed, the intelligence showed, that again, Russia did not have either the intent nor the capability to be able to impact the outcome of the United States election. So it was very striking when we look back again at the documents that I declassified and released that shows there was a shift in early December, the first week of December. Again, another document was produced by the intelligence media, President's Daily Brief, that was consistent with every other assessment that was done previously leading up to the election. Russia was not, did not, this is after the election now, did not attempt to affect the outcome of the American election. That was never published. Hours before it would have gone into President Obama's President's Daily Brief, it was pulled by a senior level intelligence official saying that they had to pull it because they had received new guidance. The very next day, this meeting was called, a National Security Council meeting, bring all together all of the senior leaders of President Obama's cabinet, and the topic that was put forward was a sensitive matter. The task that came out of that meeting was coming from President Obama directing the intelligence community, then Obama's ODNI director Clapper, to produce an intelligence assessment that detailed not if, but how Moscow affected the outcome of the election that had already occurred, electing Donald Trump to the presidency. This document that they published in January of 2017 was the foundational groundwork that they continued to reference over and over and over again to enact this years-long coup against President Trump.
All right, there you go. Okay, so we've gotten through, I think, most of the Tulsi Gabbard interview, at least the highlights and the main points. What did we miss? Did we miss something? Hey, message us on the Montana Talks app or give us a call, 406-294-0970. Let's see. I think we've got some messages that came in on the Montana Talks app. Carol in Billings sent us a great message that came in last night. Carol says this. Hey, you know what? Let me. That message came in last night. Let me save that message for later in the morning. So Carol is referencing a story that I posted on our Montana Talks website last night. I actually posted several stories on our Montana Talks website last night. One of them was a story about how, I don't know if you guys know Jim Sargent. Sarge is how we all know Jim Sargent. He goes by the name Sarge, longtime radio newsman in Great Falls and Shelby area. And then does a lot of sports. He's worked with Providence University there in Great Falls, or the Providence College. And so anyway, just a great guy, great American. But I think last week he was traveling through Glacier National Park, and he says that the tourists are killing Glacier National Park. Anyway, so I shared his comments last night on our Montana Talks website. He is actually going to join us later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show to talk about what he saw and why he believes that tourists are killing Glacier National Park. And of course, that leads into a much bigger conversation. So that's coming up later in the morning. So I think I'll save Carol's message for that conversation. It's a good one, and I think Carol nails what is the big picture here. Another story that I shared on our Montana Talks website last night. Let's see. What was the third one at here? Let's see. There was a third one. But anyway, the second story that I shared here. President Trump, I don't know if you guys saw President Trump over the weekend. Actually, this was Sunday morning as well. President Trump wants the Washington Redskins name back. Will the logo honoring a legendary Blackfeet Nation leader once again be restored? Lucas Tomlinson with Fox News shared the Trump Truth Social post on Sunday, and then Trump followed up with another Truth Social post on Sunday as well. So that's another story we can talk about here this morning. And of course, it's a Montana-specific story, because for those who don't remember, the Washington Redskins and the logo for the Washington Redskins was all done in honor of a legendary Blackfeet tribal leader here in Montana. But the woke white liberals who forced a name change and who are fighting Native Americans from changing the name back to the Washington Redskins, those woke white liberals don't want to honor the Blackfeet Nation. Big surprise there, huh?
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We have new declassified emails showing key spies were shocked to learn that the Steele dossier was used in the Russian meddling. In other words, I'll give you a quick summary of it. But you have rank-and-file people that are in the intelligence community. In other words, career people that are dedicated to their craft, good at their jobs, loyal, that are straight arrows. And then all of a sudden, that information that they determine there's nothing nefarious in terms of any collusion. They write about it repeatedly and extensively, and then it ends up in the hands of the big people, and they start polluting it and destroying it and contaminating it and using it to harm Donald Trump.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, Sean Hannity here, and these are certainly uncertain times with everything happening overseas. We've got to be on high alert here at home. Everyone needs to go to BYRNA.com. Why? I want you to see this non-lethal technology that can save lives, and you will see their compact launcher, the world's smallest, less lethal pistol launcher. And you can incapacitate any perpetrator, regardless of size, 30 to 40 minutes. The great thing about Burner is it has kinetic rounds designed to incapacitate these people. The compact launcher is perfect for women if you want protection and you don't want to carry a firearm, and you can put it in your purse and nobody will know you have it. Burner, no background check, can be shipped directly to your door. BYRNA is trusted by all of the professionals because the technology is so superior and a great alternative to lethal force. Visit Burner, BYRNA.com today and find the right launcher for you and your family. That's BYRNA.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With breaks of sun and some developing for today, we'll see some late day showers and thunderstorms developing. High temperatures will stay in the upper 80s across the area. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially early on, some of which may be strong as temperatures will drop back off into the mid-50s in Bozeman, about 62 in Billings. Still seeing more scattered thunder and quiet as on Tuesday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
A woman who was arrested in Shelby, Montana for smuggling illegal aliens into the country has now been convicted in federal court. You may recall when we first reported this story back in March, the suspect was accused of smuggling illegal aliens and Trende Aragua Venezuelan gang members into the country. Crazy story, but yeah, U.S. Attorney Kurt Almey announcing the details of this successful prosecution. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Man, have you guys noticed how the never-Trumpers now, the never-Trumpers who never talked about Epstein, the never-Trumpers now, all they want to do is talk about Epstein. And Trump is already calling their bluff. Have you noticed that one, too? That's why I love whenever these guys think they got something on Trump, it's just like, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. Ding, ding, boom. These guys, I mean, these never Trumpers, these guys never said, the Democrats never wanted to talk about Epstein at all. Now all of a sudden they're like, oh, what about Epstein? What about Epstein? This is like also when you know you have a seminar caller. What about Epstein? A Democrat pretending to be a Republican. Now look, our side, look, we've been talking at length over the last couple of weeks about Epstein. These guys never talked about Epstein. Now they care about Epstein. Oh, but their bluff is already being called. Have you noticed how their bluff is already being called here? All right, here we go. Tony Lane at Tony Lane, Nevada. This just happened over the weekend. Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett just called President Trump a, quote, wannabe Hitler on MSNBC. Why is she calling Trump a wannabe Hitler? No, it's not because he's standing up to the anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, pro-Hamas terrorist nut jobs on college campuses and the commie Mamdani. It's the Democrat candidate for mayor of New York City. No, it's not. Why is Jasmine Crockett calling Trump a wannabe Hitler? She's calling Trump a wannabe Hitler because he is demanding that the Epstein grand jury files be released. Tony Lane says this, let that sink in. Trump wants transparency on Epstein, and Democrats want to smear him for it. But now they're throwing around disgusting comparisons to Hitler while protecting the very system that buried Epstein's secrets. Why are Democrats panicking over Epstein's files is the question that Tony Lane is asking here. By the way, hat tip to the dailycaller.com. I can't remember if I saw the tweet first or if I saw the post or if I saw the story here from the Daily Caller, but yeah, dailycaller.com has this headline, Jasmine Crockett calls Trump wannabe Hitler over Epstein files controversy, because he is basically calling for these documents to be released. Already calling their bluff, and they're already freaking out over it after he called their bluff. Oh, man, I tell you what. How many times do these guys think they got him, and in reality, he's just pulling a checkmate right back on them? Have you guys noticed that? Every freaking time. All right, let's see. Every freaking time. Every freaking time I go see my diet coach at Billings Last Diet, I get some of those Ideal protein chips. Man, those protein chips are so good. I like it for a mid-morning snack or later in the day, or, you know, you're out on a hunting trip and you just want to pack snacks with you. You just need something quick to eat, you know, to give you a little bit of energy and make you feel, nourished while you're out hiking the hills or driving around, getting to your next location. Yeah, every stinking time I pick up those Ideal protein chips. Now, they have other good products there, too. I mean, they have these things that they taste like Rice Krispie Treats, and they look like Rice Krispie Treats, but it's actually a protein snack with like 15, 20 grams of protein in it. Very low sugar, very low carbs. That's another really good snack. That one even packs well. Like if you're going on a flight somewhere and, you know, you don't want the chips to get all smashed in your one backpack that they allow you to take on the airplane. Those things travel really well. I bring those down to the SHOT Show all the time. Billings Last Diet, not just about losing the weight, not just about burning the fat and being healthy, but, hey, you get some good snacks along the way as well. BillingsLastDiet.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.